Come to order. I want to welcome everybody to the Bids and Purchases Committee. The set date of Monday, April 30th, 2018. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the April 2nd, 2018 meeting.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of April 2nd, 2018 meeting. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Moving on to item number two, which is public comments. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to tell us what they did yesterday at the Blessing of the Fleet? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to item three, the awards of contract for the construction of Snee Farm drainage improvements. Mr. DeMora, I'm leaving it in your capable hands. Who are you going to?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Good morning. And Rick is going to lead us on items three through five, if that's okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As you stated, this for construction of the Snead Farm drainage improvements. We received six responses. The low response was from Gulfstream Construction Company. This is a fairly large project, stormwater improvement project. It includes replacing and upgrading the stormwater pipes, installing new stormwater pipes, rehabilitating existing pipes, some channel maintenance and repair, and construction, some best management practices for the water quality. Part of that, those improvements will also include some asphalt paving and pavement removal and curb and gutter construction, sidewalk placement, erosion control, and pavement markings. It's approximately 4 miles of pipe that's either been replaced or installed. And like I said, this is a large project. It'll take 2 years for completion. This is funded through the state revolving fund, which is going to finance committee for consideration tomorrow. The staff reviewed the responses, found the Gulfstream's bid to be responsive and responsible and a responsible bidder. We recommend award to them in amount of $7,987,152.76.
Committee?
Yeah, good morning, Rick. Just a quick question. I see the difference between first and last. It's about $5 million. That's a pretty big, that's a pretty big difference. And even the next bid was $1 million over. I know Gulfstream's been around a long, long time and all. So is there any idea why there was such a swing in that?
Well, we did clarify with them. They felt the bid was good. They are local compared to the other companies, and I'm not sure if that played into their bid. It's good to have them bidding competitively with our projects again.
Are they part of our vendor partnership program?
No, sir.
Are they located in Mount Pleasant? You said they're local, so I was wondering.
Yes, I can't remember. Charleston. Yeah, Charleston.
Okay, I'm good.
That was my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Chairman.
Thank you. Yeah, Rick, can you tell me, you know, how much pipe we're talking about replacing or?
Yes, sir. Like I said, it's 4 miles of either new installation or rehabilitation of pipe. That also includes 1 mile of channel maintenance and six locations where we're retrofitting for the water quality. So, it, like I said, it's a nice-sized project.
Okay. All right. That's all I got. Thank you, Gary.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve staff's recommendation for Gulfstream Construction Company in the amount of $7,987,152.76 to construct Snee Farm drainage improvements as described by staff.
I will second that.
I have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendations and contract with Gulfstream Construction Company in the amount of $7,987,152.76 to construct the Snead Farm drainage improvements. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. So moved. The fourth item on the agenda is the award of contract change order for construction, administration, and oversight of the Snead Farm drainage improvements. Rick?
Yes, sir. The town previously contracted with Warpert, Inc. to provide consulting services for the Snead Farm watershed. They provided a comprehensive watershed assessment, and they developed design drawings and that's necessary for us to bid out the project, and we'd like to execute a change order with them to provide the construction administration oversight of the project. The amount of the change order be $481,730.
Committee?
This is a little new for me, so I actually wanted to ask, when you hire someone to do the original design, it's typical that you then, again, go back and maybe perhaps question whether somebody else should do the rest of it, or is it, I'm just wondering why this isn't part of the original.
Yes, typically, you don't know exactly what to manage until you have them do the final design. So once you do the final design, then they can more accurately give you a better price and on the construction administration oversight, because at that point they know exactly what work will be performed.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You bet.
Mr. Santos?
Sounds good.
Yeah, just to follow up on what Ms. Landing said, is Walpert was the original designer.
Yes, sir.
So it makes perfect sense for them to do the construction admin. They'll, you know, it goes back to Gulfstream, you know, making sure that the project goes in under budget and on time, right?
Yes, sir. That's key.
Hopefully. Okay.
I make a motion that we award the change order to Walpert, Inc.'s existing contract to provide additional consulting services in the amount of $481,730 for construction administration and oversight of the Snead Farm Drainage Improvement Project.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to accept the recommendations of staff requesting approval of a change order to Walpert, Inc. To provide additional consulting services in the amount of $481,730 for construction administration and oversight of the Snead Farm Drainage Improvement Project. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. Moving on to item number 5, award of contract for design of interior renovations of the Park West pool restroom and the Jones Center storefront and lobby area. Mr. Griles?
Yes, sir. With both projects, there is some restroom work that is going to be done to the men's and women's. For the Park West facility, it's going to include lockers, showers, and restrooms. And they'll also include some ADA improvements. Actually be an add-on to the building. They'll have HVAC installed with that as well. For the Jones Center, it's reworking the existing and a redesign of the lobby area, replace the flooring, painting, and adding security keyless entry to help with staff. The responses, we received two responses to our solicitation from Rosenboom Co. Architects and Stubbs Mulder Heron Architects. Staff evaluated the responses and made a recommendation to award to Stubbs Mulder to negotiate with Stubbs Mulder Heron Architects, and if it's successful, to contract with them. If it's unsuccessful, then they request permission to negotiate with Rosenboom Co. Architects, and if successful, enter into a contract.
Committee?
Now, will you all come back with us once you get the cost?
No, sir. Usually we do not. We just negotiate, and if we're able to negotiate within budget, we go ahead and execute a contract.
Okay. As long as it's within budget, right?
If
it's
not, yes, sir.
You come back?
That's correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure I understood.
I make a motion to that we will, based on the selection committee's recommendation, that we will enter into negotiate, allow staff to enter into negotiation with Stubbs Muldrew Heron Architects to provide professional services for the design of interior renovations of the Park West Pool restrooms and R.L. Jones Center storefront and lobby area. Should these negotiations be successful, the staff will also contract with this firm. And in the event the negotiations are not successful, the staff will be negotiating with the next responsive qualified firm, which is Rosenblum Co. Architects, Inc.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendations to enter into negotiations with Stubbs Muldrew Heron Architects to provide professional services for the design of interior renovations of the Park West Pool restrooms and R.L. Jones Center storefront and lobby area. Should the negotiations be successful, staff further requests permission to contract with this firm. In the event the negotiations are unsuccessful, staff requests permission to negotiate with the next responsive qualified firm, Rosenblum Co. Architects, Incorporated. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I tell you, we spent a lot of money this morning. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Mr. DeMora, Mr. Riles, Mr. Kurtoff, do we have any further business in this committee?
No, sir.
Staff, committee members, yes. Hearing none, we stand adjourned.